Welcome to the Snow Show.
Thank you.
And who have we got here?
My name is Bob Moorfield.
And where are you from, Bob?
I'm from Murfreesboro, Illinois, in the U.S.
You must have some sort of serious interest in astronomy to come all the way from the United States for a 32-second eclipse.
I have been involved with astronomy off and on since 1952.
In an amateur or professional capacity?
Amateur.
Amateur. And have you seen any other eclipses?
Not total.
Not total?
Not just partials.
Okay. Not even the ones that have been across the States?
Well, no.
No, that's fine, because I'm here and seeing my first eclipse too.
Oh, that's good. Should be interesting.
Yeah, and why did you want to come to this eclipse in particular?
Well, for us, the next one to be available that we would be able to see would be like in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty old.
Yeah. Okay, like the next one here in Australia is in the year 2012.
Right, and it would be long enough we felt that this was the one to come to.
Mm. And how many guys have come with you?
My son and I came.
Okay.
He's from Orange County, California.
All right.
And we're in a group here of five camper vans. And they range from northern Illinois, Alabama, Switzerland, California. And I'm not sure where some of the others are.
Okay, and how long have you been here?
We've been here since the last part of last week.
Right. I mean in Australia?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been actually at the observing site here now?
To now, we got here probably 2 or so hours ago.
Okay, and to see, probably listeners can hear, there's a convoy of four-wheel drives just driven past, more people moving into the site. Going to be very popular, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we're right on the center line here, aren't we?
Yes.
And
we hope.
Okay, did you bring any equipment to observe it with?
Yes, we did. We brought a small telescope that we were able to carry on. It's a 105-millimeter cast grain, and it works quite well in these nice, clear, dark skies.
Yeah, I'd say. So you've been able to get some general astronomical observing over the over the week?
Right. We actually were able to get in some last night and got to get a good view of the southern sky, the part that we never get to see.
Yeah, we've got some great, the center of the Milky Way there as well, haven't we?
Yes, and the thing is that the part of the southern sky that we don't get to see has a lot of, a lot of things in it, whereas the part of the northern sky that you don't get to see has not got as many items in it to see as you have down here.
Yeah, and I see your telescope there set up at the moment for indirect viewing of the eclipse. How's that done?
Now that's the neighbors here. That is done by projection, and he probably ought to talk to you about that.
Okay, well thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you.